just have to go in.
He had to run in and shut the door.
Well, what flies around in the house and lays eggs in old clothes?
Termites.
Okay. How about if you have the thing?
Or a roach?
No, the things that get in a wool clothes, you eat them up. You know, they're all the time. You have to use those little smelly balls to put in with your clothes.
Oh.
You know, those, what are those animals that eat your clothes if you're not careful?
Moths.
Okay. And what kind of animal or insect is it that flies around with a light on its tail at night?
A number light.
A what?
A number light.
Okay, the ones that go on and off?
Uh-huh.
And,
we used to get them when we first moved out here, but you don't see none anymore.
You don't see them around here?
Mm-mm. Go flying, you see the light. They go a number light.
Do you hear them called anything else?
No, I don't even know if they're number lights, but that's what you used to call them. You used to catch them and put them in bodies.
Yeah. How about a long, thin-bodied insect that has two sets of wings and it can sometimes stop and fly like this and just hold still and it eats mosquitoes? It's big, that long.
Eating mosquitoes.
Sometimes,
not a roach?
No, it flies. It's, sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby.
Oh my God. I hope I don't see one of them.
They look like they got a little head with their eyes here, and they got a long body like that, and then they got a wing here, and they got a wing here. About that big, you know.
Oh, we call them horseflies.
All right, but they're bigger than horseflies. These are bigger than horseflies. Sometimes you see them sitting on a clothesline. They'll just go up there and sit.
Yeah, we call them horseflies.
Oh, yeah? Do you ever call them anything else?
No.
Like do you ever call them dragonflies?
No.
You ever hear that? How about a mosquito hawk? Did you ever hear about one?
I heard about a mosquito hawk.
What are they supposed to be?
I don't know what they look like now.
Okay. What kind of insects can sting you?
Scorpion. You know what a scorpion is? A centipede, a scorpion.
Do you have very many of those down here?
Not now. But when I was small, I used to get stung every Christmas with one.
Every Christmas?
Uh-huh. And they used to like to get in with things. And look like every Christmas, I'll get a red towel or something, or kneel down. I know one time I went to kneel down and shoot marbles and fell right down on one right in the grass. Did that hurt? Mom had to carry me to the hospital because she thought I was getting knocked off. But the doctor said he didn't sting me. He just started to sting me.
Oh.
I said, yes, he did sting me. But he said he didn't sting me. He just was playing with me. And my mouth got all swollen inside. I could hardly talk. They used to put glue in what you put in the clothes. They used to put that on. They said, pull the poison out. Mom put glue in, alcohol, everything, but I still couldn't talk. So she carried me to Jackson Memorial Hospital, and they gave me a needle. And the doctor was joking, said, that didn't sting me. That was just playing with me.
How old were you when that happened?
I was about 10.
Okay. What kind of flying insects can sting and hurt?
Mosquito.
All right. Ones that build nests.
Bees.
How about the big black ones?
What, the big black ones?
The big black flying ones that will sting you if you're not careful. Yeah, they'll build. Some of them will build a big nest that look like this.